Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And welcome into this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings on WRHI 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports, the original AM 1340, Comporium Cable Channel 103, and Facebook Live. I'm Tyler Cupp.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Joining us now is one of our friends of the show, FOS. She is Hannah Horn, the executive officer of the Gravity Center. Hannah, good morning. How are you?
Thanks. I'm great. Happy Monday, everybody.
I know. Yeah.
It is a big week for you. We'll get to that in just a moment. Big day on Wednesday. A lot going on there. But catch people up to speed on what is the Gravity Center?
The Gravity Center is the hub for entrepreneurship in Rock Hill in York County. I have program services, mentorship, all designed for either someone with an idea to start a business or someone who currently is running a business that wants to scale that.
Now, before we get to Wednesday, this has been open now over a year, close to 2 years?
2 years. Two and a half. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So how is this going? Because I know at first people were kind of wondering what exactly it was, you know, what the entrepreneurs didn't really have a place to go until now. So maybe kind of catch us up of how the progression's been.
Sure. So the early iteration of the Gravity Center was called the Tech Incubator. A lot of people remember the Technology Incubator that was funded purely by the city. Well, the Technology Incubator during COVID and its executive director retiring made way for an entrepreneurial support organization that was a little different, was not focused solely on tech, but that was really kind of a one-room schoolhouse for the entrepreneurial effort in the area. So a group of entrepreneurs in the area got together, 10 of them, and said, hey, let's, you know, work with the city. Let's design a center that is welcoming and open, a hub, if you will, a one-stop shop where you can get that idea nurtured. You can get mentorship, programs and services, connections to peer-to-peer other entrepreneurs. It's a lonely world for those folks. If you receive direct deposit, you have no idea what I'm talking about. but the Gravity Center in the last 2 years has helped hundreds, if not thousands, of entrepreneurs and folks sort through their ideas to grow and scale. We're super proud of the work that it continues to do every day.
Can you give us some examples of people who have gone through the program who are now in town and have businesses?
Absolutely. So I love bragging on our VMS, our Venture Mentoring Service program. So we currently have 19 ventures in that program. It's everything from a software company to a restaurant to a home organizing business. We have a cybersecurity business in there. Wow. I mean, you name it. It runs the gambit between product, service, and social impact. And so we actually, this Wednesday, you mentioned, we actually are graduating or program completion for five of those ventures. Super excited. And they are, you'll recognize many of them, I'm sure. Ryan Sanderson with Knowledge Perk. Okay. He's been mentored in the Gravity Center and through the VMS program for more than 3 years now. So we're super proud of certainly the progress Ryan has made with Knowledge Perk. Jonathan Nazir with Victory Gardens International and the urban gardening effort that he's making and with the pharmacy. Yeah, they're really cool.
I like it.
Yeah, they're really cool.
And that's part of the south side of Rock Hill project.
Absolutely. Yeah. So could not be more proud of Jonathan and Crystal and the progress that they've made with their business. Whitney Hughes with South Carolina Progressive Living. This is a company that helps folks receive the services that they need for in-home stay for care and services through Medicare. And then Carolina Therapy for Kids with Kimberly Mood. And then finally, Dr. Dan, who is with 123 Smiles, which is an Invisalign style company that does all of its products and services online with telehealth.
Oh, wow.
So these are five of that are graduating, but we still have 19 that are in the program that are plugging away at reaching their milestones and what success looks like for them.
So this Wednesday, is it called the Launchpad?
So Launchpad begins at 8 a.m. Okay. Launchpad is every single month. It's the first Wednesday of the month. I will caution you away, though, from July because that is so close to the 4th of July. We do take that month off. But the first Wednesday of every month, Launchpad is we're coming up on our second year, is the stage set for two businesses to tell us about their business model and to really connect with the business community, not necessarily for a play for customers or to make a sale, but to really connect and to find solutions to issues that perhaps are keeping them up at night with their business community around them. So, for example, we have recently had a company that she just super, super bright young woman who is doing a craft lemonade who is developing called Wiley. She's actually up on Lake Wiley. And so Taylor presented at Launchpad. This is just one of many examples. And she was really looking for suppliers. She has a recipe. She has her logo. She's super bright, super smart, but she needed to do some type of very special bottling that will preserve the flavor, cold recipe bottling. And so finding that in South Carolina was a little bit of a challenge. But just to get, you know, feedback and ideas from the business community on a supplier network that she could join.
So it's kind of like a rallying of the troops a little bit. You've got mentors, but you've also those mentors then become cheerleaders to let you know that you're not out here alone and they're helping you find solutions to your problems.
Key word there, cheerleading.
If
for no other reason than just to get a round of applause from your business community, cheerleading is an important function of the Gravity Center beyond connecting to available resources that are out there. So, you know, whether it's details on funding or a peer-to-peer or, hey, you know, who does your business accounting or taxes or, hey, who's an attorney I can talk to about this, that, or the other. As you grow your business on any given day, you're going to have a different fear, right? You're going to have a different need. And so being in your business community, being present with them is super important. And Launchpad does that in a really important, impactful way.
And sometimes that's not the fun stuff. Like, you know, they're excited about the product or the program or what they're getting started, but all that getting in the weeds is where the creative people sometimes
not a lot of fun stuff in right. entrepreneurship, unfortunately. You can, you know, you watch the movies like you know, like the Facebook movie or the Steve Jobs movie, or, you know, you'll watch, you know, even the Air Jordan, you know, the corporate innovation that happens, right? And you think about, you know, these things just happened overnight. You don't really see the really difficult sausage making, the turmoil that is behind the scenes when you're creating strategy, when you're moving forward with very risky products or branding and launching to market with something that you've staked your whole life on. Mm-hmm. And listen, that could be a hot dog stand, that could be a software, you name it. It's still inherently in the hearts and minds and hands of very real people whose lives and livelihoods and the prosperity of a city.
That's right.
Depends on.
That's right. Well, real quick, let our listeners know if they have an idea or if this is something that they're interested in, where they can find you, what they need to do, what they need to bring with them when they come.
Yeah. So, of course, the Gravity Center is always open to receive a call or email to get you to whatever success looks like. MyGravityCenter.com. Launchpad is coming up this Wednesday. It's the first Wednesday of the month from 8 to 9 a.m. at the Knowledge Perk in Rock Hill. Want to mention that because they do have several locations now. And then immediately following, we'll graduate or have a program completion ceremony for those five ventures, give them a big high five, a fist pump, and begin to put resources around them that a more advanced stage business will need as they move forward and continue to work with the early stage in the program.
That's great.
You know, Hannah, we've talked a lot about what it is you guys do, but the one word I haven't heard that is essential to what you guys do is the word networking. Mm-hmm. I mean, sharing all these ideas and, you know, recognizing people that have been through the program. Networking is such an important part of not necessarily starting, but continuing a small business. And Gravity Center is just a great resource. So how big is that, I guess, that percentage? What is the percentage of folks that networking and what the Gravity Center does?
Yeah, so you'll call it networking. I'll call it connection because I think connection is you know, kind of a connection would beat up networking, right? In the boxing match, because true connection comes from understanding, having empathy for what someone else really is going through. So I don't need another business card. Please do not give me your business card. Like, let's sit down and talk about real issues, real problems, real, you know, really tough, gritty, you know, like I'm going to lose my home, or this product is not making it in market. You know, it's something like, let's really, you know, get to the bare bones, as opposed to my business is doing great. We did $1 million in revenue last year. It's like, and how many expenses? You did $1.5 million in expenses. So you got issues, girlfriend. So we can continue to, you know, talk about networking, but I would say everyone that comes into the Gravity Center, that comes to the Launchpad, we are continually amazed that is one of the number one things that they say that they receive from the Gravity Center is just connection, that they feel supported, that they know that there, you know, that there are teams of mentors, that there's someone that they can get on the phone, there's someone that they can connect to that has been down this really tough business journey where they can get help and resources. So, you know, again, whether it's a connection to funding, whether it's understanding better digital marketing, trying to sort through your, you know, your accountings or financials. A young woman came and saw me last week, super excited to help her get on path with her business, but she's new to the area. She has this idea and she's like, I don't even know where to start. And for her, while she's owned a similar business in a different location, she just needed to be connected to, you know, to South Carolina resources. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's just something very specific, and other times it's like, I want to blank, and
you're like, okay,
yeah. And so you just start writing, you know, down all of these resources and really putting together kind of a next step for them.
Right. Well, we're lucky in this community to have something like this. I know that there's a lot of communities that don't, so we appreciate all of your work and what you do at the Gravity Center.
Well, we appreciate the city as well. Just want to and all of our partners that help us out every single day to make this a reality in our community.
That's right.
She is the executive officer of the Gravity Center. The launch pad is this Wednesday morning, and that's at the Gravity Center?
No, it's at Knowledge Perk.
Knowledge Perk.
Yep.
All right, very good. Well, Hannah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. Have a great day, everybody.